Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I am your host, Nielsen Denver, and in this show, control accounts, misunderstood but a time saver. So, what are they? Now, before you go off and say, this is boring, I don't need to know this, or I don't care about this, well, stop right there. Control accounts are easy to use and make your bookkeeping easier as they give you control to help you make sure that all your transactions are recorded correctly. Control accounts appear on the balance sheet rather than the profit and loss, which is probably why most people don't recognise a control account. You use control accounts every day and probably don't even think about it. There is a debtor's control account in the nominal ledger, which must agree with the debtor's listing in your debtor's accounts. The creditor's ledger control account balance must agree with the creditor's listing, also in your creditor's ledger. The VAT control account balance must agree with your VAT return. The PAYE PRSI control account balance must agree with your monthly return. Control accounts are a bookkeeping function to check your figures and does not take you away from your normal bookkeeping as it works with the double entry bookkeeping system. If used correctly, it will save you time and even save you some money. Okay, so if a control account is so great, then how you do one? Well, let's start with the debtor's control account for 1 month. First, you need to know the total amount of sales for the month, including VAT. You also need to know the total of all the credit notes issued that month. Then you need to know how much money you got paid during the month. Now combine these totals with the debtors you were owed with at the beginning of the month, and you now have the closing end of month balance for how much money your debtors, your customers, owe you. So you say, great, and so what? Well, this total must equal the total of each individual accounts that owe you money. So each individual customer's account, add them all together, you get the total of the debtor's control account. So if at the end of the month you have 10 customers, and each of these owe you €100, that indicates that you were owed €1,000. In each of these customers' accounts, you can see every invoice you sent to the customer, every credit note you issue to that customer, and every payment you receive from each customer. Each customer has their own separate account that records their individual transactions. So let's think about that. If you add up each individual invoice, you get the total invoices for the month. And what did we use in the debtor's control account? Yes, the total figure for sales invoices. What is the relevance of all this? Well, how do you know that every customer invoice has been recorded in each customer's account? Before computers, when we used manual systems, this was a big problem, and this is where control accounts proved if you were right. You would have written up with pen and paper a customer's account and recorded each transaction in their ledger. But you could omit a transaction, and so their account could be wrong. The total owed by this customer would be wrong and you would not even know. If you add up all the balances on every customer's ledger card, the total of these amounts should equal the balance in the control account. If, as in our example, our control account added up to 1,100 instead of 1,000 and our customer's individual balances added up to that €1,000, then we would know there is an error. It does not tell us where the error is, it just tells us there is an error. But by preparing a control account, we know there is a mistake and we have to go find it. Thankfully, with computer software, usually we don't have to do this. The control accounts are automatically prepared by the account software. But there can be errors. If your computer crashes, your data may get corrupted and the control account and the debtor's listing may be different. In this case, this is a very serious error as everything is supposed to balance in computer software. Also, how you set up foreign exchange rates can also affect individual customer accounts and control accounts, but your age debtors listing must equal the balance in the control account. If not, stop what you're doing and get someone urgently to look at your data, as there could be transactions missing and this could mean you have not been paid because invoices disappeared somewhere. So now you say, I use computer software and it's working fine. Everything agrees, so I don't need to know about control accounts. Well, that's not correct. Good practice in good accounting, bookkeeping, is to keep a net wages clearing account or a net wages control account. What this account does is ensure that is what is supposed to be paid in wages is actually paid. Wages are not then over or underpaid. Well, how could someone get under or overpaid? Well, let's have an example. John gets paid, after taxes, 1,000 euros a week by check. He is paid a bonus by his employer of 100 euros by check. So this means for this week, his take-home pay is 1,100 euros. But if the payroll department was not told about this, they will never know and no tax will be paid on this 100 euros. Bad practice is to post the wages checks to the wages account in the profit and loss and also post the checks for the PAYE, PRSI and levy, so all their taxes related to wages, also to the wages account. So the two added together give you the gross wages figure. That's the net plus the taxes should give you gross. Well, there's two mistakes in this. One, the PAYE, PRSI and levy paid are for the previous month, as you pay your taxes in arrears. So you have the taxes from one month and the net pay from another. The second error is that when you add the wages checks paid to the tax paid, let's say it was 500 euros in taxes, according to your wages account, the gross pay for John was 1,600 euros. That is 1,000 normal pay, 100 bonus and 500 in taxes. When you get to the end of the year, the gross pay on your P35 will not equal the pay as per your accounts, as the P35, which shows the gross you paid tax on for the whole year, which in John's case and for this month is only 1,500 euros, as the 100 was never taxed. These discrepancies can lead to revenue audits. So how do we overcome this? Well, we use a wages control account. First, you post from your payroll report the gross pay to your wages account in the profit and loss, the taxes calculated, now not the taxes paid, to the PAYE PRSI control account in the balance sheet, and the net pay calculated to the wages control account on the balance sheet. So in John's case, his gross pay is 1,500 euros, his tax deducted is 500, and his calculated net pay is 1,000 euro. Now when we enter the checks paid to John, we post a check for 1,000 to the wages control account, and then we post a check for the 100 euro bonus to the account. There is now a debit balance of 100 euro on the wages account, on the wages control account. And this indicates that he has been overpaid. You now know he was overpaid. Also, the gross pay in the profit and loss account is 1,500 euros, which will agree to the end of year P35. The control account should show us there is an error and that we can look for it. Rather than wait for the end of the year for someone else, usually the auditor, to find the error, you have found a mistake now, and also don't get caught for the undercalculation of tax and PRSI. So the wages control account is one example of how control accounts can work to detect errors as they arise rather than wait until the end of the year. Also, in this case, it can be used to catch wages errors. This is particularly important in the current world of electronically paying people. If the payroll department overpays someone, you might never know, and the employee may not report he got overpaid. So the control account points out overpayments. If you don't use control accounts, these errors get buried, and so a business can be overpaying employees and increasing their overheads without even knowing it. Control accounts use transaction totals, while individual customer accounts take each individual transactions one by one. So when we add up each transaction one by one, you get the total. So therefore, you should get the same answer. For example, the total owed to you by customers, whether you add up each individual customer or add up all the totals. And in the situation where we use it for wages, we are comparing the bank payments paid out for wages and comparing it to what the payroll report says should have been paid out. But also in this situation, we are using our account system to indicate if the result is not zero. That is, there is a difference between what we paid out, what we paid from our bank account, and what we were supposed to pay out, the payroll report amount. Then we know immediately there is a mistake and we can start looking for the error right away. So don't give up on control accounts yet. Talk to your accountant, auditor about setting up control accounts. They sound worse than they are. It's actually easier to do them when you're writing them. But using them could save you and the business money and catch other people's errors. And you as a bookkeeper could earn your salary. Well, that's it for this show. You can contact us in a number of ways. There's a contact form on the website. You can email the show on bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave comments on the website. We love your comments, news, suggestions, or anything else you want to tell us about. If you are using iTunes and subscribing to us using iTunes, please go and rate our show on iTunes and help us move up the rankings. We are the only bookkeeping show in the world that we know of, so please vote us up. And again, thanks for listening.